Right, hello everybody, and welcome to this special 10th episode edition of the Jazz Lounge. And of course, you know, we're with Harry and Sam as per usual, but we're joined today as well by Lucy. Lucy, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Great, it's great to have you. Now, you, I think, unlike our previous guests, apart from Sid, actually listened to the show.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a luxury out of a guest recently.
I'm a big fan.
Great. Gents, how are you two otherwise?
Yeah, all very well, thank you. Feeling very relaxed, enjoying my newfound freedom.
I was going to say, because last time we recorded this, it was midway through an exam.
Yeah.
And of course, you were literally in the middle of it.
Aren't you? Sorry?
You're now free alongside, like I was last week.
Yeah, exactly. It's good. It's good being free. Trying to find some new interests, new hobbies. But what about you, Harry? How are you?
Well, Harry, you're not free, are you?
Yeah, just keep rubbing it in, Sam. It's fine. I don't mind. But no, I'm free on Thursday. So it's still nose to the grindstone technically, but this is
this
nice
Thursday.
This Thursday, then I'm free. But
so episode 11.
What is freedom? What is freedom? Huh? What is freedom? Corona.
I actually could give you a really boring answer on this. I was just watching something about it while Sam was having his curry, but I won't go there.
yes. Sam's had a curry, everyone.
Very good.
Sam, you've been having a curry. So we obviously, as we've been recording this on Saturday evenings recently, it's a bit more. It's a bit better. Better. What's the word? Is it feng shui? Is that what I'm looking for? The kind of vibe, the kind of feel of it.
Lucy, have you noticed the difference between the Sunday recordings and the Saturday night recordings?
Yeah, it's a bit more looser conversation, isn't it? Everyone's
a
bit more relaxed.
Really? You've noticed?
I find chats better.
Well, the way we rationalised it was you wouldn't go to the Jazz Lounge in the morning, would you?
No, I don't think so.
So that was the idea. Anyway, of course, the Jazz Lounge evening slot does mean that we're not having coffee and tea and cappuccinos. we're on the hard liquor, so I thought we'd do a little whip round and just see what everyone, because we've got some interesting choices tonight. Sam, what are you on?
So I am on the Moretti beers, and it's a sad fact that our chat is a lot better after three beers than without. So
preach.
Isn't everyone's. Lucy, what are you on?
I've had a G&T, the classic.
Delicious. As am I. I'm actually on a G&T at the moment. Harry, you've got
the
today.
Yeah, I was actually on the Moretti's at dinner. I had an Asian style dinner instead of the Indian, and now I'm on the Famous Grouse whiskey, which I know is rogue. And
gosh,
like
whiskey!
I'm like a 50-year-old man, but it's actually quite nice. I was reading, not that anyone cares, some quite horrible books about Frederick II's relationship with the papacy. and tell you what, you need some hard stuff to get through that. There's a couple of Latin words I don't know what I'm writing down, but who cares? We go with it. It's Thursday and I haven't revised. But yeah, it's good.
And of course, you know, good luck to everyone that is still doing exams. I'd say it's worth being done. Lucy, you're now finished as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm finished as well. Freedom is for me as well. It's a very funny feeling. It's kind of bittersweet.
Have you spent your first days of freedom?
It's actually really sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
You kind of finish and you look at your laptop and because obviously we're not actually at university, you're just like, oh.
Literally, the tabs, I have no tabs open. Before I had about 25 plus.
It's so true.
I saw something today, which was so true. It's like there's a pretty direct correlation between the number of tabs you have open and the amount you know about your degree. Like the more random Wikipedia pages you have open, the less you know.
Yeah, but yeah, it is sad, and I wish that we were all together and spraying each other in person rather than celebrating virtually. But
yeah,
one day. Instagram, your Graham Norton shout out, which I actually thought was actually sick.
Oh, what was that? That was Radio 2, wasn't it?
So my auntie, Graham's a great guy.
You know him well, do you? First name basis.
Would you get him on? Do you reckon, would he have us on or could we have him on?
I'm sure I can put a good word. He'd have
me. I would just accept a plug, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, just a Jazz Lounge plug.
I can definitely do the plug.
So how did this Graham Norton thing come about?
So my auntie is in that kind of industry in London and she works with, she knows Graham. And
he knows Graham, first name basis.
They are on first name basis, and I've met him a couple of times, and he is as charming as he is on television in person.
Does seem like a good one. Of course, what's that show that he likes? Eurovision time of year.
I'm not too sure about that love for that, though. I've never understood the Eurovision.
No, I've always been a little bit
skeptical. And I don't really feel that's a controversial opinion either, but...
No, I would agree with that.
Big Graham's commentary is usually quite sarcastic.
Well, his is funny. His is funny.
And I quite enjoy it. Kind of gets you
through
Eurovision.
The problem is, mate, they always just put his bits on YouTube, and that's the only good bit about it. You might as well just watch his parts.
Well, yeah, our songs are usually pretty awful, aren't they? So.
Yeah, terrible. You segued us nicely, Harry, on the songs.
I was about to say.
It's what I did. It's what I did.
Songs of the week. Where should we start? Sam, what's yours this week?
Right, guys, so... I'm going to cheat and I've actually got two. So,
that's allowed. I had two in the first ever episode. That's okay.
The reason why I've got two is because, it's the 10th week of the Jazzland podcast. One of us has had a jazz song. So I'm going to kick it off with a bit of Chet Baker.
Awesome. Oh, nice.
Okay, so this is my jazz song.
Which one?
Anyone listens to the jazz podcast without knowing anything about jazz, yeah, a bit of Miles Davis, a bit of Chet Baker. There's my plug, okay.
Who's Chet Baker?
I was about to say.
I was listening to some today.
He's a jazz.
Listening to, is it 1840 something? One of those, the song that's a number?
So, yeah, so he was born in like 1920s. Obviously, over the jazz period, 1950s was his main sort of era. He, trumpeter. And so listen to Autumn Leaves. It's a great jazz tune.
If people could see Harry's face, like right now, it's an absolute.
I was listening to 1988, I think, today.
Mm.
Good. Chet Baker's awesome, mate.
Great. But after that, I've got a great classic, some may say, in the jazz world, Chainsmokers.
That's very on brand.
There it is.
Who Do You Love? Chainsmokers. That is my recent addition to the party playlist. And that's
good choice.
Sam's party playlist, the party playlist.
The party playlist.
I didn't know what to do for the graphics tomorrow. Do I put two Sam Tansy songs of the week?
Yeah, no, he has two.
You don't think about anyone else but yourself, do you, Sam? It's really messed up my morning. My song is it's actually difficult. I don't think we had two, but I would have gone with Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande dropped a song, which is actually not that great, but just because it's Ariana Grande, I'd go for it. But instead...
That's a pretty serious thing, though. That's a big...
I said to you, it's quite up your street, it's quite like dancey. It's not really...
I'm
going
to confess, I forgot to listen to it.
That's fine. I've been let down before.
I'll listen to it.
But my actual song of the week is a song by Don Toliver, who you may not have heard. He's a hip-hop artist, and he released an album like 2 months ago, but it's a song with Travis Scott called Euphoria. It's really nice.
We definitely all get two songs of the week this week, because it is the 10th episode.
Hey, so right. Sweet, I'll
you
go.
Definitely
I've
now
got to think.
I'll go Grande.
Lucy, why don't you go one in first, and then we can come back for the second.
All right, I can do that.
What's your first one then, Lucy?
Well, you see, I was thinking about mine, and I was thinking, right, I could go popular and I could go kind of like a current song, but then I thought, it's a no for me. So I went with Days Like This from Vance Morrison.
Nice.
I thought the words were quite apt with everything that's going on in the world, and it's been a song I've been listening to quite a lot, so I thought, that. But then I also thought Bill Withers, he's recently passed away, he could go on in there.
True.
Well, you got another slot now. So.
Well, there you go. I've got two. Lovely Day by Bill Withers and Days Like This by Van Morrison.
Real classics there.
Yeah. Nice. Right, and then what dance stuff have we got here, Wes?
Mate, my first one. Actually,
Euro Trash. Every time.
What I'm going to do, I'm actually going to, just don't say anything, I'm going to play it. I obviously can't play it on the podcast, but I'm going to play it for us. I'll cut it out of the pod. I'll play a little 20-minute segment of it, 20 seconds. But honestly...
Can you also cut out me saying Vance Morrison? Because I said Vance, it's Van.
Oh, no, but we have no...
Yeah.
Mate, they threw me under the bus a couple episodes ago because we had no cutting. So yeah, absolutely not. Yeah,
no more cutting.
Absolutely.
Listen
not.
To this. So I've just played it to the people. This is, I think, I proclaimed that "Don't Need Love" about 5 weeks ago was the song of the summer. I think this might be better than it. I think this is more so, and I actually think
started the plug already.
I mean, this is so sorry. The song is, I haven't even said what the song is. It's Unfamiliar. It's Seeb, Good Boys, and Harvey.
Yeah, Harvey.
I'm glad none of
us. Harvey's this. He was like a 12-year-old YouTube singer.
He was like a crap Justin Bieber, I think.
Yeah, he was awful.
But Good Boys. Is, I mean, that's Lose Control, Piece of Your Heart. They've just been pumping out my kind of music for art. And Seeb is, they're the duo that did, you know, the Took a Pill.
In Ibiza.
That one. Do you know the original was like a guitar ballad, like really slow?
Yeah.
The one that everyone knows is their version. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is just definitely gonna go wild. Anyway, that's one of my songs.
The Danger Party 2.0.
Yeah, I don't know that I have a second one yet. I was listening to some really good stuff. I got, you know, Spotify does those Your Songs Of.
Yeah.
Yes.
It takes a year and plays you all your best ones or the ones you've listened to the most. I was listening. I got stuck on that today, and some of my favourites on there. My second song of the day is Don't Leave, Snake, Hips and Mo. Song of the week, even.
It's all right. You don't have to play a 20-second snippet. It's all right.
I won't play this one. But that I just enjoyed today. But that's very much number two. That's my Valtteri Bottas to my Lewis Hamilton, if you know what I mean.
That's quite niche.
I hope you all get that. And of course, those will all be up. Those will be up on our Instagram. That's the Jazz Lounge podcast. I did them last week. Can I just put a little apology in? I last week not only misspelled the title of the episode, I also forgot to do, because Harry had an exam and so did Sam. I forgot to put the songs of the week up until like Thursday.
I'm sure your fans will be really gutted, Will.
Yeah,
we had a lot of abuse. I think they were, weren't they?
Yeah, I had a lot of abuse. Actually, you had some abuse coming on the DMs as well.
I did get abuse. People want me out the pod.
Do they?
It's a tough world. Tough world, Shapers.
It's tough.
No, you put yourself out there and people just throw stones.
Oh, can we talk about on the subject of pods and putting yourself out there? I sold something on eBay this week and we had a very good buyer transaction. We did, you know, we left good feedback. It's that I don't really understand eBay, but you sell something, they pay, you send them a message to say it's been dispatched, you go to the post office, send it off. And this bloke slid into my eBay DMs and plugged his own podcast.
What?
Nice.
Honestly, I shit you not.
Nice.
I'll plug it from now because he might listen. I've got to find my eBay DMs. But I'm going to plug it for him on this podcast.
Have you had a listen to it before you plug it?
No.
That might be
I had a listen to it.
It's going
to
be really...
It was really
it's
serious.
It's quite serious, isn't it? He told me they're doing one about trauma tomorrow, and I was like, "Oh, that's
fair."
Serious.
They're quite okay.
Yeah,
I think they're pretty. I mean, if we're quite lowbrow, they're quite highbrow. This guy sends me a message, saying.
So he must have recognized your name from the famous podcast of the Jazz.
I think so. He must have. He said, I'm trying to find it. He said, is it maybe here? He's basically said, thank you. Oh, yes. Hi, Will. I appreciate the great communication and good energy. That was because I told him that I would do my very best to get it posted before the post office shut. I drove to the post office at 4:30 p.m. The queue wasn't too long. I let him know. Anyway, we run a small podcast, Topical Talkology, for free.
Ooh, great.
If you want some common sense about coronavirus or indeed anything else, quote, topical, unquote, iTunes or Google us. So let's plug, we'll plug the sort of a Topical Talkology. But I did think that was quite amusing. Maybe that's how we need to promote our pod, because we've sort of plateaued on the Instagram a little bit. No more big follower growth. So maybe we need to start buying shit on eBay. and sort of buying, you know, kind of 99p little widgets, and then buy this. Also, Harry's just dropped off. I think his Wi-Fi's gone again. We'll just carry on till he comes back.
That's great, though. Good name as well for that podcast. I think they've smashed that.
I think we smashed ours too.
Yeah, I mean, yours is great too. Where did the Jazz Lounge come from? We don't even talk about jazz.
The Jazz Lounge came from Sam's room. Was the Jazz Lounge
at Danger Party?
That's what we used to know it as.
Exactly. It's the relaxing, soothing vibe.
Yeah, it's just kind of background noise.
As well,
party vibe. Background noise, I think, is actually the best thing when you're listening to something.
Yeah, I agree.
Again, Graham Norton, plug for him. He's definitely background.
Big plug. We'll try and get him on. I think we'll try and get him on. let's segue this a little bit from self-promotion into some other topical stuff. Mm-hmm. Sam, you've obviously been free. Lucy, I know you've got some TV lined up for us. Have either of you been, well, Sam, have you got stuck into any TV this week?
I can't see any good TV. So, well, I've got a habit of falling asleep to like TV in bed, right? So I've actually been working my rounds of all those like really like cliched rom-coms on Netflix.
Oh, which
ones? So like all of those, like He's Just Not That Into You and like Just Go With It. And all those, you know, classic Jennifer Aniston, like Adam Sandler.
Whipple loves a rom-com. Anyone didn't know that about Will.
They're great. They're easy watching, easy to fall asleep to. And
they're also all on Netflix.
Exactly.
Netflix is winning from COVID-19, I'm telling you.
Bit of business.
I'm loving it.
Nietzsche, I presume you've been watching some better TV.
You're our most productive member. You've got a lot of content.
Well, guys, I have had freedom times 1,000. Oh, he's back. Harry's back.
Should we let's just pause till we can get Harry back in? H, what happened, mate?
Harry, what's wrong?
That's chaos.
Harry?
He's on mute.
Looks so fake. I'm not even as well.
I can't hear
today, and it's not been fixed till Tuesday. So on my mobile data and my phone died. So I'm back. Sorry about that. Hopefully, I didn't miss anything too exciting.
Fail to prepare, prepare to fail.
You can't hear me.
Can anyone hear him?
Yeah.
I can't hear him.
I can hear you.
Oh, Lucy.
No. I just can't hear Harry.
Oh, Lucy, you can't.
Lucy, are you on the anchor? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the anchor.
What?
Oh wait, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay. Sorry about that, boys. Sorry about that.
Right.
Okay, we'll just segue back in. Harry dropped out. He sorted his Wi-Fi out. Harry, you're back in. Lucy was just about to tell us about the TV she's been watching.
Oh,
TV I've been watching.
Phew. Didn't miss that. Let's go.
What have I been watching? Well, firstly, I've been catching up on the news because I'm not going to lie. I've been living in an absolute shed, really. Literally a shed.
That's interesting because I've gone the other way. I used to watch when I had work to do or boring work to do. I'd watch the 5 p.m. every day just to waste an hour. And now I just couldn't give a fuck what's going on.
Yeah, same. I've really lost interest. But no, so I've been catching up on all that kind of thing. But I have watched Normal People, which I'm sure the majority of our listeners would have watched as well.
Is that the guy with the chain that everyone's falling over?
That is the guy with the chain, Connell.
Connell.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where the TikTok comes from?
Probably. I haven't seen any of the TikToks related to him, but I'm pretty sure it will be.
He got a new chain.
He's becoming quite a
new
chain. And knew everything.
But that's really good. And I recommend that. What else have I been watching? I've watched Unforgotten, a crime series on Netflix. That's insane.
What's that about?
Pardon?
What's Unforgotten about?
Unforgotten is basically it's three series, and each series is based on an investigation of a murder which happened quite a while ago. So that's why it's called Unforgotten. Basically, we don't want to forget it. So they find it out 50, 60 years later, and basically this detective is basically trying to work out, put the pieces together and work out who did it.
Yeah.
They're just really good plots, and it's very clever, and each one kind of has a theme. I love a good theme.
So is it fiction or non-fiction?
It's non-fiction.
So it's like a documentary of actual crimes that happened?
I think, actually, that's a lie. The last one definitely was non-fiction, because actually the last one's based in Norfolk.
Oh, close to home.
But, yeah, I know. But the other two, actually, I don't know about. I just know the other one was Reggie with it. But the other two, I actually think might be fiction. But I think it's all based on kind of like, obviously, they've got to base it on some truth.
Nice.
Yeah, that's really good.
Lucy, can we just dive a little deeper into it, to ordinary people? I don't think any of us have watched it, but I'm very aware that it seems to be a little bit of a zeitgeist in the world. It seems to be the only thing people are on about. And the thing that people love about it, as far as I can tell, is the very realistic sex scenes.
This is true.
Now, I've not seen it. And I've not, don't know any more of it other than just the fact that it's been in the newspaper and sort of online.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it about? What is the selling point? And is it like Game of Thrones set in modern day?
Okay, so basically it's based on a novel. I'm not actually too sure about the author, but it's based on a novel, and it's basically about a complex friendship relationship between these two teenagers and their transition from going out in school, and then they go out through university. And it just covers kind of like all different themes of our life, I suppose. So friendships, relationships, and when you're in a relationship, the dynamic between your friends, with your family, and also like personal growth. So how someone might change and grow when you're at university and become a bit more popular than you were at school, and the impacts that kind of has.
God, that's a good topic, wouldn't it? Yeah. If we weren't recording this live, people who we think were uncool at university... sorry, at school, who are now cool or cool. And people who yeah, thought they were cool at school that came to uni and had a bit of a shock.
Yeah, but it happens. And I think that's why it was so good. And this is, it's very difficult because you want to say to friends who haven't watched it, watch it. But I do not recommend watching it with your family.
Yes, you say this is why I've not watched it, is my parents started watching it. And I initially was like, no, I can't be arsed. Then I found out what it was. And I was like, okay, no, I really don't want to watch this with you. So I might watch but I'm going to give it a little bit of time.
Yeah, and the way I just describe the sex scenes, but the way I would kind of...
Yeah, go into detail, Lucy.
Go into detail.
Don't leave out any details, let's go.
Well, you know when you watch like normal series or a film or a rom-com like Sam was talking about earlier, and obviously there are sex scenes and whatever, and you watch it and you're like, cool, they're having sex or they're making out or whatever. But you never look at it and you're like, that's not really how it happens in real life. But whereas in normal people, it's just very like authentic and very real, and you watch it and it's just a very different kind of thing to, I suppose, connect to.
So by extension, is there something embarrassing that's happened on the TV show that's happened to you?
No.
You don't answer that. You don't have to answer that.
No, it's nothing about that. Actually, nothing happens like anything like that, but it's just, I don't know. And I think because it's our age, it's based on people our age.
It's hitting a lot of people saying it's hitting a lot of like key themes.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it hits on loads of different things about friendship, about relationships, about mental health. You know, he goes through his anxiety and his periods of depression. And I think it touches on that. And like situations within relationships, you know, how distance and jobs and friends and all that kind of thing influences your relationship. It's just very real.
Sounds good. I think it got the record for the most number of hits on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's also this week, I don't know if you saw the BBC they've talked about taking BBC Three back offline, if that makes sense, and back into a real TV channel. They took it online only a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that's largely driven by basically really good quality dramas. Like Fleabag, This Country was another one, but all those shows that essentially this is way too serious for us, but basically trying to compete online only is very tricky because of Netflix and Amazon Prime, quite a dense market. The big advantage they have is the TV wavelength, so they're thinking about putting it back on largely because of shows like Ordinary People. So I think I will watch it at some point, but I might give it a little bit, wait till my parents are finished.
Yeah.
And just make sure we don't have to have an overlap.
It's also one of those things that you can binge watch.
Yeah, how many... Is it one of those annoying... The thing that I find annoying about BBC series is they find something golden. They make three seasons of six episodes and then cancel it after three seasons.
Yeah.
unlike the US, where they find something shit, renew it for 5 seasons at 30 episodes, and then they go for another 5 seasons, and it just is so much that you can watch.
No, this is okay, and they're half an hour episodes as well, so they're quite quick and
Can I just say the background sound there is Harry getting sinfully bored of our boring conversation, pouring himself another whiskey just to keep himself.
That's not true. It's just a general clatter of my house.
So what I actually have a little plan for a little game we can play that Lucy can adjudicate.
Oh, how exciting!
Which is, now everyone's graduating, and I'm going to just massive segue here, but everyone is quite busy updating their LinkedIn.
Yes.
And there's a little game people are playing about how to kind of flex your LinkedIn without being a little, you know, without getting it wrong.
Yeah.
So a game I think we could play is one of our favorite games, Danger Fives, which for those unfamiliar is a game of fives. It's kind of like rock, paper, scissors, three ways. And I thought that the loser in this case could update their LinkedIn to include that they have written, produced, and co-hosted the Jazz Lounge.
It's already on there.
Are we down for that? I reckon we'll do that now and then put up like a genuinely serious update your LinkedIn to include the Jazz Lounge. We'll send you the logo and everything, like include it. And look, worst comes to worst, we get some more hits.
You get quite a few.
I reckon it'll fly on LinkedIn.
I think that's a great game, Will.
Are we down? So, Lucy, are you happy to adjudicate
this? I'm
happy.
I would love to.
Okay. This might get cut a little bit to make it better for radio if this goes on way too long. But we're going to play it now. We'll cut it if needs be.
3, 2, 1, 10. Thank you very much for a lovely game of fives.
2, 1, 5. Thank you very much.
Okay, Harry, right. Well, you can thank me later because I've just saved this.
So you're going to stick up on your LinkedIn. Well, this is a great promotion. And actually, if it works, we might all just do it anyway.
We should...
I would happily do some promotion for you.
Yeah, we should... we'll do that. That's good. That was nice. I hope everyone had fun listening to that.
That was great listening, yeah.
So I think we probably would have cut a little bit. Harry and I got stuck on the last two. That went for quite a long time.
Good promotion, that's all that matters.
Promote
the pod, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that was fun. That was interesting.
That was good radio. On the subject of good radio, we plugged last week that we do a little 10th edition Q&A. And we're going to keep it, fairly brief because it's not all about us. It's all about the pod. But we'll just go through. I'll just read out some of the questions that the lovely listeners asked. And that's via at the Jazz Lounge podcast on Instagram, in case anyone's interested. So I thought I'd just bring up a few of these questions, and they're open to everyone. So Lucy, I think we'd like your input on these as well. I'm going to keep them anonymous because I think that's the best practice. The first one is, what do you guys eat for breakfast?
Ooh,
what a great question.
A great question.
Good question.
Lucy, do you want to go first?
Oh, I'd love to go first. So basically, I have been trying to get into a really good health routine this lockdown. So I wake up and I have a coffee and then I have a smoothie. What I have?
And what's in your smoothie?
What's in my smoothie? I have half a banana, some frozen mango and some berries, and some flax seeds, some chia seeds, and a little bit of kefir, which I know sounds grim and some of you might not even know what kefir is.
Now that's like curdled milk.
Yeah,
right?
It's really good for your gut. And a little bit of oat milk, whiz it all up, and it's delicious.
So,
and it's really filling, and it honestly does last me, as in hunger-wise, ages.
So no actually solid foods?
What do you mean, darling? Not for breakfast.
Interesting.
I'm not going to lie, I have never been a breakfast person. Again, to be very controversial, I just don't get hungry in the morning. So to me, a smoothie works, because I... obviously I'm eating, but it's liquid, so I don't really feel like
it sounds like you've got lots of seeds and stuff in there, so you probably
lots of seeds, got lots of fruit, I'm all good. Yeah, what about you, Harry?
I'm a eggs and toast, scrambled eggs and toast.
I can actually attest to the quality of the breakfast that you produce, Harry. 7A, you really produce some good
it's skin. Just Gordon Ramsay has a really good video on how to make the perfect scrambled eggs, so I just copy that each day. It's all about keeping the pan on and off the heat if anyone cared. But that's what I do. Mum gets some really nice like sourdough bread, which is really nice. So it's a healthy breakfast, keeps you going. But yeah, and a coffee usually.
Coffee's essential.
What about Sam?
What do you want for Brekkie?
Harry might know this from living with me for almost 3 years. I go through a phase of like being really addicted or like loving one breakfast. I'll exhaust it after 2 weeks of having it every day and then won't have breakfast for a while. So in second year, for example, I'll have a smoothie every day. This sort of exam lockdown, I've had Weetabix with banana milk and honey. It's great.
Banana milk on Weetabix?
Yeah, so you have a Weetabix with honey on top and milk and a banana in that as well.
Oh, I thought it was like banana milk. Is it like chocolate milk?
Do they make banana milk?
Yeah, they do. It's like strawberry milk.
Yeah, like Yazoo.
Oh, okay, like a milk.
But that sounds like
Yazoo.
I've also got into making. Gordon Ramsay does a very good video on how to make American fluffy pancakes.
Oh, I've seen that.
I would recommend trying it. Okay.
Have you seen his? He's doing these 10-minute ones. These 10-minute Instagram live.
His daughter annoys me.
Oh,
so which one?
She keeps needing trying to pan down. Tilly. She needs to pan down. I'm sorry. Pan down. Tilly's annoying. Tilly needs to sort her head out. She's ruining it for everyone. William, your breakfast.
I'm a big breakfast person. I always have been. I am actually not eating breakfast at the moment. I'm trying this thing that one of our housemates, Andreas, suggested a while back.
He's the last
where
person.
You don't eat. Where you don't eat from like 8 till 12. And my rationale behind it is it's great because it means you can eat whatever you want for lunch and dinner. But I wake up and I have a lot of water and a black coffee. And then when it comes 12, I'll sort of have breakfast or lunch or quite often on the golf course at 12 last week. So we'll have a sandwich packed in my bag. But that is the extent of my breakfast. And that is heinously, heinously dull.
What
sort of sandwich do you have?
Okay.
I kind of had you as kind of like a ham. A
cucumber
kind of guy. Yeah, cucumber.
I'll have whatever. One of my cucumbers, I really enjoy, we used to get them from the picnic basket, kind of like a cheese and pesto and chicken or salami.
The goat sandwich up in Durham was the buffalo mozzarella and
the buffalo mozzarella. You know, I've still got my loyalty card. I was cleaning out my room and I was like, should I throw this away? I was like, no, I'd be really disappointed if I'm ever up there again and I roll a six and I get my six stamps. Okay, the next question is maybe a little bit mean. Is Harry the biggest sick king in Durham? Now, the only reason I bring this one up, because I censored the other rude questions, is we had a bit of a debate about simping, and I don't think I definitely didn't understand what it was. It's a TikTok.
I was literally about to ask.
And I thought, Harry, would you just define
it? I don't know what a simp is. Apparently, it's someone that like just like bends over backwards for a girl that he likes without getting much in return.
I'd say
it's Simp King of Durham. That's a huge title. I don't think I've ever done. I don't think I qualify for that.
No, I think we can answer.
Lucy.
Not much discussion
Lucy,
there. No, yeah. I agree, Harry. I'll defend you. I think it's a no.
Do you reckon you've ever been simped, Lucy? You've ever had a boy simping?
What does simping again mean again?
You obviously don't listen to me. Wow.
Good question.
I still didn't understand. I was just going along with it. You said it was TikTok, and then you're starting talking about relationships.
I'll have a look. So it's a simp is on Urban Dictionary.
We don't even know. We're even
I literally just said what it is.
A man puts himself in a subservient position under a woman in hopes of winning them over without the female bringing anything to the table.
No, I don't think. I think it's always been two-way. Well, I'd like to think it would be.
Simps don't get a great reputation on TikTok. No one likes a simp.
No one likes a simp.
Sam's a simp.
Poor reputation. No, no, right. Enough of the answer chat.
Is no for Harry. That's it.
Lucy, this next one is for you. No, it's not a bad one. Don't worry. It's who, or in your opinion, out of us three, who has the best and worst taste in music?
Best and worst taste in music. Well, I'm going to be biased though because I have a completely different set of.
But that's okay. That's okay. It's,
well,
it's
Harry's
opinion.
Already glowing because he knows that I'm going to say him as the best.
Oh, I was just getting ready to leave.
Because I follow Harry's playlist and I love his sense as his taste of music.
I like the voice. He's the simp now, huh?
Yeah.
He's the simp now.
I couldn't tell you who was worse because Sam, what's your music taste?
Very rare, but it's not Eurotrash is the main point.
Yeah, he doesn't have to play 20-second snippets to get us to like it.
Okay, maybe I'll vote Will then.
I think that was an easy order actually.
Sam, it's literally an accident of geography that the chain smokers weren't born in Eurotrash.
Yeah, no, my best would be Harry, okay. And the worst I think is going to have to be Will. I'm really sorry, Will.
Second place.
That's okay. It's, you know, I'm in charge. You ain't going to.
Even though you did one probably the best yet.
No, I'm joking. Okay, the final question, which I think is quite a good one, is what is one thing that you've either taken up during lockdown or like started again during lockdown, or basically something that you've done during lockdown that you weren't doing before it? So maybe a new skill or a new habit or something new that you've started doing either for the first time or again that you've picked up, which you wouldn't have done had we not been stuck inside.
Mine would be biking. I've taken up biking.
Great one. Biking versus fitness.
Yes. Cycling, biking.
Sorry, I couldn't hear. Sorry, my dodgy Wi-Fi.
That's okay. I've been doing that as some fitness. And it's nice to get outside, cycle around the countryside, and it's been lovely. So that's been my thing.
You must have quite nice countryside in Norfolk. Norfolk? Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's so very nice. So that's mine.
Very nice.
Can I just say, preface this, all of our answers here is we started the podcast.
Yeah,
which I think is quite a good one, but that's just a cheating.
Yeah, we want to be original. Go on, Harry.
Harry.
I'm silly good at basketball now. I bought a heap at the beginning. I'm shooting from three every day.
Have you watched The Last Dance?
No. I actually, because my internet died and I missed the TV bit, I'm actually watching Riverdale at the moment. Anyone know that? It's awful, no. But it's addictive. I need to watch The Last Dance.
I haven't watched it, but
I mean,
it.
I'm this good now. If I watch it, it's kind of scary how good I will be at basketball. basketball. It's the hoop was the best thing I bought. It's great.
Brilliant. Okay. What have I done? I've definitely learned how to cook better. That's for sure. I'm not making that again.
That was a
low. It's just nice having a lot of time to just cook something warm. I've even been thinking about. I don't know if you guys. Seen it advertised on YouTube or anything, you know, the show Masterclass?
Yeah. I was going to get the Steph Curry one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so it's a subscription which gets like, they've got apps on it. I haven't yet, but me and my dad have been talking about getting it. You know,
I look so good.
I want the Gordon Ramsay one. Then I also want like, they've got like things like, what's the actor Martin in Cheaper by the Dozen?
And he talks about
it's great. I can't wait.
Yeah, so,
do you say how
I'll send that to Verka then?
I've got a follow up question here then. So Masterclass, I'd love to have a subscription to. If you got an email from Masterclass saying, "Will you do a Masterclass for us?" What would your
make your podcast, right?
Being the Simp King. being the Simp King.
Being a Simp King. Lucy, what would your masterclass be on?
This is a really difficult question. I'm just thinking. What would my masterclass be on?
I don't know. I'm going to get one of you to answer. What would my masterclass be on?
Oh, gosh.
Be as rude as you like.
How to empty a room?
How to make deeply effective political analogies?
I like that. Okay, so I think that was good. I mean, there's no more good questions that I'm going to bring. I'm all quite rude now. We are 10 episodes in. That means we're 10 weeks in to this weird lockdown thing.
How are we all coping with lockdown? I haven't even asked that question.
To be honest, now the golf course is open, it's great.
Sorry, random question.
How are you coping, Lucy?
No, good question.
Oh, I'm doing okay, thanks.
No,
I'm actually fine.
You got Graham, you're fine.
I've got Graham, yeah. Graham, got a shout out.
Yeah. I'm Sam, if you do get the masterclass, can you give me your account details so I can use it?
Cool. But
it's the amazing podcast.
Yeah, but it's quite expensive. I don't want to pay for it. Sam's got it.
Yeah, it's so true.
Wait, so Sam, sorry. So masterclass, they do masterclasses about anything. Got everything.
Oh, Lucy's brilliant. It's basically the way it appears like this really posh YouTube video. So it's like Gordon Ramsay, instead of doing like an outtake from a TV show he did, he's produced a really glossy 10-part series on cooking. And so they sort of take you through, and it's nicely shot, and it's very well edited, and it's very, you know, it's the kind of thing that you would.
There's a poker one I really want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, that is good. Although I feel like you could spend your whole time watching it and then leave and then still watch it.
But a lot of it's to do with like the tells and your poker face and stuff.
The mind.
The mind over the cards.
Mind over cards. Mate, they always say play the oppo, not the cards. Order James, but I don't know who said that. Right. Any final thoughts? Anything we want to finish this illustrious 10th episode with? Any final?
It's probably been our worst episode so far, hasn't it?
But a fun 10 weeks.
I think it's been a really good episode. It's been a good 10 weeks. And I think we're going to keep going. I was thinking about this. I don't actually know. There isn't really an end in sight. I think the Jazz Lounge might still be 10? Here in a time. No, we won't. I'm just 10 is a natural milestone. You've got to sort of consider. I think where we
maybe we should span out and talk about other things. You know, maybe like cooking, baking, and running, isolating.
We could do special.
There's no other podcast that's called like baking, isolating, and cooking, is there? I mean, that's such a stupid name. No one would ever call.
Yeah, actually, we haven't discussed this. Maybe at some point we can do a collaboration with the creator of that podcast. But not for today, because it's getting late and we have spent a lot of time, and people, if they're still listening, will need to get on with their day. So Lucy, thank you for joining us. Harry and Sam, good as always. I'm going to plug it again, leave a review. Next week, if we remember, we will go through some of the reviews that you've left. If they're nice, if they're not nice, just fuck off, don't leave a review. And it's at the Jazz Lounge podcast on Instagram. Get in touch, leave some comments.
Thank you, guys.
Any final thoughts, boys and girls?
It's been a pleasure, guys. Couldn't have asked for a better time.
See you guys.
See you next Sunday.